Paul's in the studio. He's just come hot-footing it from the council for their weekly briefing. So what's going on in the world of the council today?
Well, lot of cakes.
All right. It's Is it Macmillan?
Yep. Macmillan Coffee Morning. And I'm going to start with the cakes because fantastic array of cakes there. I think the council staff have been making them and there's going to be some kind of judging. I've put a couple of pictures up on the Phoenix FM Twitter so people could... If you're hungry, you're probably not going to want to go and have a look at some pictures.
Did you eat any of them?
I did not.
Oh,
I did not. I disappeared before I ruined my diet, which started today.
Oh, did it?
And ends today.
Okay, never mind. It was good effort.
It's not a good day to start a diet. Anyway, especially I'll be ending it today at Phoenix Fridays, of course, tonight at Old Brentwoods. Okay, so the cakes were brilliant, so well done to all the staff of Brentwood Borough Council. And I've said that without being bribed by a cake, so yep. I'm clearly impressed. So good work. And Leona wants to open, Leona the press officer wants to open up the control centre for cakes and turn it into a coffee shop, which would be nice. Brentwood needs more good coffee shops.
Yep.
But I don't drink coffee, so...
Do you not drink coffee?
No, not at all. Don't like coffee. Not nice. Okay, so a couple of things that Barry Aspinall wanted to talk about today, leader of the council. He's been out with the chief executive visiting other council districts for the last couple of weeks, looking to see how they're coping with the entrepreneurial works that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. And he can't speak highly enough of Braintree and Chelmsford and Malden and so on, other district councils where he's been watching what they're doing. In particular, I think it's in Witham. There's a new leisure centre that's open, the Maltings, I think it's called. And he said it was absolutely fantastic. He said they have a toddler's pool where the floor comes up so the kids don't have to go down steps or go into the pool gradually or whatever. They literally, the floor comes up and then they get on the floor, it's like a platform, and then it goes down again into the pool, which I thought was pretty 21st century. I like that. It looks pretty good. And they've got a changing village there as well, you know, brand new changing facilities, which are brilliant. They had a gym with 80 pieces of equipment, and when Barry was there, 79 of them were in use. And he's very impressed. And he obviously wants Brentwood to follow suit. He doesn't feel that Brentwood's following suit. Certainly doesn't sound like Brentwood at the moment, and he wants to do something about it, invest some money. And we've been talking about that for several weeks, and all that time that the efforts to do this have been carrying on behind the scenes. The trading company is being set up and so on. They're looking at making savings as well, which we talked about in previous weeks here on Phoenix FM. Now, he's had some briefings with all the staff as well, with the leader and the chief executive have met all the staff and had briefings about what they're doing. First time in 12 years, he thinks that's been, just confirming there's no redundancies. He's looking at increasing the number of staffing hours because a lot of the back room has been cut to the bone. I know over the last few years, we've seen less and less staff at the council, so I've seen that happening. And sharing services with these other local authorities is one of the ways that he hopes to do it. He's been talking to them to see if there's anything that they can share which will bring benefit to people in Brentwoods without bringing lots of extra costs.
Yeah.
So he's looking all the time to see if he can improve the situation. Always also looking at reducing the costs he's got, such as his green energy scheme that we talked about recently. The town hall can have enough solar panels on it to run the town hall. You can also put heating coils around the town hall to pay for the heating of the hot water all year round as well. So we talked about a lot of these other things, coppicing and so on. So it was really looking to see how we can improve the leisure facilities in Brentwood by going out into Essex, seeing what they're doing, seeing how they're making money at other local authorities, and quite impressed. And I told Barry, I've got some plans for Phoenix FM studios as well. Can I draw up some new studios? And at the moment it's like, let's have a look at it, which is no guarantee of course of anything, but you know, wouldn't mind a bigger studio, more studios. What do you reckon?
Good luck with that. Good luck. Hopefully
we've got a nice room here.
We do things for the community, so, and we are out at all the events and we cover loads of things and we do lots of things, so really, you know, and most of the people that are here are volunteers, and we're here working very
hard.
Right.
We deserve it. Our credentials are impeachable. They've already been, many, many occasions. Okay, so William Hunterway, as you know, at the moment, we're in the middle of a consultation. We talked about it. The questionnaires have gone out throughout the borough. You can also apply online and tell the council what you think, and it's very thorough. They've had hundreds of responses so far. Barry says it's unprecedented.
Yep.
Although I guess it will be, because I don't remember any consultations for years and years before that. And he's very happy, and he says the council have started to form ideas about what's going to happen to William Hunter Way, because the public opinion is driving it that way. So. Yep. It's good news if you like to see democracy in action. Ask the people what they want, and then give the people what they want. I think that's how it all works. So, and again, they were the main points, really. We talked about the cakes as well, of course. Macmillan Coffee Morning this morning. If you've still got time, head down to the town hall and have a cake and give Macmillan a bit of money. I'm sure they'll appreciate that. We talked a little bit about the trading company as well. Oh, there is one more thing. Pothole filling machines. This is very exciting. Pothole filling machines. Essex County Council have hired in some machines from France. They're German machines. Very efficient, as you can imagine. We had a very technical description of how pothole machines work, which I probably wouldn't be able to reproduce, because I'm not really a pothole kind of guy. I'm more, you know, words and numbers, yeah, that kind of thing. Apparently these machines, they come along, and there is such a thing at the moment called a jet patcher, which is quite cheap and fills in the holes, but it leaves a lot of mess and in a lot of preparation. It's expensive to run as well. And these potholers from the German potholers from France, they're very different. They blast it with hot air, they clear it out, they apply a layer of solvent, which is something that the jet patcher doesn't do. Then it puts down the aggregate, which I think is the big rocks and whatnot, and then the finer grains on top, and then it gets airbrushed and it sets instantly. So it gets set, so you could pretty much in 5 minutes you could cover recover potholes, area of this studio. So it's quite impressive.
Oh,
and you
right,
can walk on it straight away as well, so there's none of this.
I don't remember you testing that out in Brentwood.
That kind of thing. So it's pretty impressive, and that could be used on the urban roads, and maybe the jet patcher could still be used on the rural routes. But he was extraordinarily impressed with it.
And do you have to buy it in, or do you hire? Is it something you hire in? Or?
I'm not sure at the moment. The council have hired it in so that they can look at it and see it working. But Barry has said he wants to talk to Rodney Bass, who's in charge of highways. Essex County Council's name comes up over and over, and he wants to get some of these machines in the depot in Brentwood so that we can use it for the benefit of people in Brentwood. And I'm sure that anybody on any party who can get the potholes cleared up in Brentwood, instant vote winner, gets everybody's vote. So it's definitely a good thing to look forward to. And if we have a mild winter, there's a good chance that we can knock the pothole problem in Brentwood on the head. If we have another cold winter, because that's what causes the cracks, then it's going to be a problem. And that's about it. I did just let listeners know, once again, I have contacted Louise McKinley to come in to talk about some of the things that we've mentioned in previous weeks as as the Brentwood Accord talking in a political capacity. And as of yet, I've had no response to our request again. So we will keep trying to get the Conservatives in to get the balanced view on anything that we're talking about that's political. Yep. And that's about it for this week.
Lovely. They're probably out there driving that machine around, filling in holes and stuff. That's probably, you know.
It does sound like you made it sound like a lot more fun than it probably
is. Yeah, it sounds quite fun, actually, to do that. There's a few people you probably want to bury underneath it as well. I don't think you're allowed to do that, though. Sort of, you know. There's a few of the people have gone missing. Where are they? They seem to be under. There's no potholes. There's just a big lump in the road.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to take the recording and just put it in the evidence drawer. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine. Thanks very much. You'll be back next Friday with more from the council.
I will indeed. I'll see you then.
And if you want to get down and get yourself a cake, what time is it going on till today?
Well, it's morning, so I guess I don't know. Until lunchtime.
Until lunchtime. Yeah. Get down to the council, go and buy yourself a nice cake and a cup of tea, and that's all for Macmillan Cancer Support there. Right, 11:30, we're going to have a look at the headline news.